rapture in that blessed home on high. When we redeemed again every day, how we'll sing that heavenly anthem in that city in the sky. When the redeemed again every day. Redeemed again every day. Then the angels have to listen, for they cannot sing this song. When the redeemed again every day. Now when the redeemed again every day. Washed like snow.
Like snow, and we run
sea. Oh, I will shout, I will sing. Now when the redeemed are gathering in,
oh, when the redeemed
are gathering in,
so watch like snow, and we run sea.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Chaplain John McTernan, and this is our Wednesday night song night, and we'll play song, testimony, and prayer. We have song, testimony, and prayer tonight. So, and I'd like to hear testimony, any type of testimony, what the Lord did. Remember, I told you, testimony started the great revival of 1800. Women were given testimony how the Lord answered prayer and the great revival started. So please feel free to give testimony. And we'll just play until I feel we're all played out with the music. Again, if there's prayer requests, you know, we can pray. So I'm looking over, and there we've got a couple callers in there. Oh, this Greg. Hello, Greg.
Hello, John. Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, Greg.
I went to the jail yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
34 men got saved or rededicated. I passed out your brokenhearted and a 666. I gave quite a few So Great Faith to the guards. They were very happy to get them. There were some new ones there. And I told the chaplain there at the jail about how the one guy, the big guy that was telling me how they were carrying around in their squad cars and everything, and he said, "Oh yeah, him. He's a major."
Oh,
he was it.
Oh,
and then he asked me for some, so I gave him three or four, you know. And then we got inside there, and we got into some. It was just like your. We were on First John. We were. Talking about the different Bibles. I brought 9 King James Bibles and passed them out to the ones that needed them. And then we got into some, they were very well educated, a lot of them, on the different Bibles. And then I showed them how you showed us about 1 John 5:7 and Luke 4:18 and explained it all to them. And they were very receptive, and I had some of Gail Ripplinger's brochures and J.J. Ray, the missionary, with the shows all the different verses that were changed. And we You know, we had a good one. You know, there were a lot of them. And Donnie was preaching to the guy, two of us, the guy that came with me, we only got 10 men that rededicated or got saved. And then Donnie had 24 because he was preaching to the whole pods and then challenging them. So he was getting the ones that normally wouldn't even attend the discussion, you know. We're inside there. They're playing cards and watching TV and all that, you know.
Wow.
And then today I was at this thrift shop, and so I was checking out there. They have like a big religious book section, and once in a while I get a good deal on a Bible there. There was a Vietnamese guy there. So I explained to him how the Broken Hearted track, and to the prisoners, they were very interested when I told them how many Muslims were getting saved from the Broken Heart track.
Wow.
And this Vietnamese guy, I told him, and he was very happy to hear that. And I said, these are all NIV. They're no good. You got to stay away from them. And I explained to him about the different Greek manuscripts and the way where the Bibles came from. And he said he has 20 Bibles. So I gave him your two brochures, and he was very happy to get them. And I gave him a Vietnamese brochure that I had.
Wow, man, you've been busy. You had a busy 2 days.
That's when I leave Oklahoma and go somewhere, and I was just like that.
Well, I'm telling you, I haven't been out. Today I wasn't out at all. Yesterday I just went out to the post office and came back. The day before I didn't go out. It was zero this morning here, and it's been, you know, like I say, I don't take the cold too well, especially when it's like zero. But we got Sister Kathy here. Sister Kathy, you're going to have a snowy night in Georgia, aren't you?
Oh, man. No, we had a snowy day in Georgia, and it's going to hang around. But up from us and over from us, it probably is going to be snowing some more. But we got all we're going to have. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. They're talking about this here. I saw it in the weather. Let me see if I could. They're talking.
Bomb, cyclone.
Yeah. Snow bomb.
Yeah.
But it's going to get progressively worse as it goes north.
Right.
And they're talking about absolute blizzard conditions.
It's like a hurricane on land.
Right. And here's the, well, from my perspective, the good news is I'm at the current trajectory of the storm, I'm outside of it. It's running more, the further north it goes, kind of more the coast.
So
it's not supposed to hit where I am, but like it's going to hit Philadelphia and eastern Pennsylvania real hard, all in Jersey, New York, and New York City. Yeah, Pastor Fred on Long Island. So, yeah, it's really bad. Well, anyways, this is global warming, and if you say that to them, they go crazy.
Yeah.
No. The global warming
happened,
people.
It's interesting that it happened in like 1917, or maybe sooner, more recent than that. But this isn't the first time that we've had snow like this up the eastern seaboard. So it's not it's a rare thing, but it's not the first time it's happened.
We had two really bad years, 1978. That was when my son John was born, and then 1978. I was living in New York, and then in 1996, I was living here in Pennsylvania. We couldn't get out, and it snowed so much. It was, I don't know how much it was, but it was up to my chest. And
oh, man.
Yeah, we couldn't get out, and they had to bring in a bulldozer to plow out my block. We were in for days. And then in 96, I had to get a payloader to come and plow me out here, because the plow was way over the plows. And then it was bitter cold. That's when it went to 27 below here.
My goodness.
And they had to close the school. The schools were closed. And the snow was so deep, the kids were climbing up on the roof of the house and jumping off into the big snow piles.
Whoa. That is serious snow. Well, thank God it's up above us, and I would have to move further south if it ever started being crazy around here. I just couldn't stand it.
No, I think it was snowing in Florida. Rue, you're there. Was it snowing in Florida?
It snowed in Tallahassee.
Okay.
It's supposed to snow in Orlando tomorrow.
Oh my goodness.
But, you know, of course, it doesn't even hit the ground before it melts. Because it's like flurries. We get like flurries. Okay. But I shouldn't get any here. I'm going to have frost in the morning, though.
Okay.
Wow. They actually issued warnings for people not to sleep outside. People die here because they'll sleep on their porch and stuff.
Well, one of the most beautiful places in the winter I ever lived in was I lived north of Nashville in the 80s. I worked in Nashville. I lived right on the Tennessee-Kentucky border, just about a mile or so inside Tennessee, Portland, Tennessee. And they'd have the most beautiful ice storms you could ever imagine. They had a lot of ice storms there. And you'd wake up, everything shut down. You weren't expected to come into work with the ice storm. And usually by about 10 o'clock, the ice would be melted. But you'd wake up and you'd look out the window and everything was covered with ice. All the trees, the grass, bushes, everything. And the sun would be up and be glistening on it. And it was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Then about 9 o'clock, it would melt off. And by 10, it was all gone. So when those ice storms hit, no one moved. You just stayed until it melted. So that it was just beautiful. I've never seen ice storms like that. I'm trying to think. I think there was one here, but we either get rain or snow. We don't get really ice storms here. But in Tennessee, it was just beautiful to see those trees and the grass and the bushes and everything covered with that coating of ice and just glittering in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
All
that's
right.
How it was when I grew up in Mississippi. The whole town was shut down when that happened.
Yeah.
Do you get those ice storms where you are, Kathy? Sister Kathy?
Yeah, it was funny. We had snow today, but right soon after, in some patches of it, when she said that, I was thinking about the report my husband told me about. It's just I don't have any idea, but it would be maybe a 2-degree incline, and cars could not get up. There was a tanker truck that was trying to get up it, and it couldn't. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this isn't, I mean, you wouldn't even break a sweat going up this with a bicycle, and they could not get up it just because of that sheer little bit of ice that was on it. And we had wrecks all over the place. I mean, it was just crazy. People go nuts whenever it snows or freezes here.
Okay. Well,
it is beautiful. I will
admit. Oh, yeah, those ice storms.
It is pretty, mm-hmm. But people die because they're not used to driving in it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It was, like I tell you, they said there was a belt right where I lived, and it kind of was started north of Nashville, and it would go up into Kentucky. And if you went below Nashville, you didn't get the ice storms as frequent as you did north of it. And I don't know how far up into Kentucky, but there was a belt of weather there. So I guess, I don't know, how half a dozen or 10 storms like that when I lived there. And you just, everybody just knows you just shut down. You don't go out. And the sun always, the sun always got warm there in Tennessee. So by 9 o'clock, it was starting to melt and it was all gone by 10. All right, Brother Greg, what song would you like?
How about Unclouded Day by Randy Travis?
Okay.
When I was a kid in Wisconsin, it was we had so much snow that I had to jump out the kitchen window and shovel out the back door in the garage and the whole driveway just to get out.
Goodness.
It was 40 below, not chill factor, and we never had the schools closed.
Well, you're better people than us.
I mean, you can ask James. It's like, you know, it's nuts up there. Plus, I worked up in Upper Michigan area, too.
All right. Well, here we go. Unclouded Day by Randy Travis.
Tell me of a home far beyond the skies. They tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. They tell me of a land where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, they tell me of a king and his beauty there. They tell me that mine eyes shall behold where he sits on a throne that is whiter than snow, in a city that is made of gold. Cloudless days, oh, the land of an uncloudy sky. All they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, the land of cloudless days, oh, the land of an uncloudy sky. All they tell me of a land where no storm cloud cries. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
Randy's—he hasn't lost anything. As many times you play his music, it's always good. Okay, let me get one over in here. I wanted to get When We're Living on the Other Side. Here we go.
When we move out of this this earthly house and bid this world goodbye. In that bright land not made with hand is our new home on high. Just beyond the valley of the shadow of death, there's a land of perfect peace and rest,
where the saints of earth
shall live and never die.
We'll
all be caught up in the air, and then we'll enter that city so fair.
So happy we'll be
when we're living on the other side. This road we're on, it's leading home, it's straight and narrow too. Keep pressing on, keep singing your song, everything will be brand new. Just beyond the valley of the shadow of death, there's a land of perfect peace and rest,
where the saints
of earth shall live and never die. We'll all be caught up in the air, and then we'll enter that city so fair.
So happy we'll be
free when we're living on the other side. Just a few more trials and when our race is run, there's a land of bliss far better than this, so the best is yet to come. Just beyond the valley of the shadow of death, there's a land of perfect peace and rest,
where the saints
of earth shall live and never die. We'll all be caught up in the air, and then we'll enter that city so fair.
So happy we'll be
eternally free when we're living on the other side. Just beyond the valley of the shadow of death, there's a land of perfect peace and rest,
where the saints
of earth shall live and never die. We'll all be caught up in the air, and then we'll enter that city so fair.
So happy we'll be
eternally free when we're living on the other side.
Well, we have Pastor Zephaniah with us. Hello, Pastor Zephaniah.
Hello.
Yeah. All right. I've got a request here for Unaguzi.
Yes, that's for Gladys' song.
Yeah, right,
Uniguse,
right.
Touch me, yeah.
Say it again.
Uniguzi.
Uniguzi.
Yeah.
All right. Uniguzi. Hey, I've been getting contacts from people in Kenya and Uganda, and I've been directing them to you. Have you gotten any contacts within the last couple of days?
Yes, and I've got some from you, and I've got a lot, because as many people, they read their materials, they contact me, thousands and thousands, my inbox, so I'm responding to them, and others are ready to join us and work for with us in our Buffett International Fellowship.
Oh, the ones that I sent you, have you been able to tell if they were legitimate or not?
Yes, I've wrote to him an email.
Okay.
So I'm waiting for the response.
Okay.
Phone number, to call him then.
All right. Yeah. Uniguzi, here we go. Is Sister Gladys, is she there? Is Sister Gladys there?
Yeah, she's here.
Tell her to say hello.
Hello, Pastor John.
Hello, Sister Gladys. I've got your music all keyed up here and ready to go. Do you have more songs to play? You know, do you have new songs that you're going to be making albums from?
Yes, I have more.
Okay, all right. Yes. Good talking to you. Here we go.
Say,
excuse me, have a couple more songs ready. I'll play them later, okay, Pastor Zephaniah? Okay, I guess he got away. And then we have, there she is, Sister Kathy. Hang on here. Here we go. The Cleansing Wave. I know that's what you're asking for.
Oh, now I see the cleansing wave, the fountain deep and wide. Jesus, my Lord, my feet to save, born to his wounded side. The cleansing stream, I see, I'm cleansing, oh, it cleanses me, oh, praise the Lord, it cleanses me, yes, cleanses me.
Okay, all right, so we got that out. Here we had a little glitch problem, but it's okay now, whatever it was.
Amen.
That's funny. Rue is telling me that she unmuted, I muted myself, she unmuted me, and I said, no, I didn't. Uh-huh. No, I didn't. So
go.
I have no idea what happened, but.
Yeah, well, let me share a very encouraging piece of news.
Okay.
On Friday, you prayed with that gentleman.
Oh, yes.
And, they have a prayer line at 11:30 a.m. and 11:30 p.m. And last night when I got on, whatever time it was, 10 or 12 minutes after 11:30, I heard a man singing, hallelujah, hallelujah. And it was so beautiful. And I'm like, could that be? But nobody ever said, and I think I probably fell asleep. So today at 11:30 when I got on, there was a man praying, and I thought, that is the man that was singing. Is that our brother that John prayed for Friday? And it was.
Wow. Wow.
It was totally an absolute different dynamic. His voice was totally different. Singing one night and praying the next day. And I'm like, praise God, he did get what he needed. So thank you so much.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he was in the depths of depression.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you could have heard his voice today, because when I heard it, I'm like, oh, Dr. John needs to help this man, you know? And I thought, I mean, honestly, I thought suicide is not too far away if he doesn't get some help. And for the radical, absolute, transformational difference of last night and today is nothing short of a Red Sea parting miracle. So thank you.
Well, without giving any personal information about him and ministering to him, the Lord gave me a lot of word of knowledge, and and it was like I was reading his mail, and it blew him away. God. It blew him away when I was ministering to him. How do you know that?
That is awesome.
How do you know that? He was saying to me, "How do you know that?" I said, "Well, the Lord's telling me. The Lord's telling me." And then I got into some areas he didn't want to go into. And I said, "Look, we got to go into these areas." And he goes, "Oh, all right. And there was some big issues in there that had to be dealt with. So anyways, I'm so glad that for that feedback that you're giving.
Yeah, me too. I could hardly wait to tell you. If I could have, I would have went ahead and emailed you. But I said, no, I'll be able to tell him tonight. But, oh, my goodness, it's a life saved. I'm just telling you. He was pulled out of the depths of despair and frustration and overweight of sin or whatever. I don't know, because all I knew was heard his voice that time. And I said, just, you know, pray for me and my marriage and my job. And I'm like, yeah, you need prayer, buddy, because you are low. But, oh, my gosh, it is day and night.
Well, let's give the Lord thanks. Lord, thank you for this testimony. Thank you that you did give me a word, and it was clear, Lord. I had a word of knowledge for him, and he said to me, "How do you know that?" That's what he said, and it came from how do I know, Lord? It came from you, you know. So thank you. We could minister to him. Thank you that he could be set free. His heart was healed, and he could be set free. And Lord, that's what you came for.
That's it.
To save sinners and heal the brokenhearted. So thank you that this man, what a testimony to you, Lord. Mm-hmm. What a testimony to you. And we thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
John, Greg.
I have a second witness on this. On Monday, you brought it up, and I didn't even bring it up about praying for Donnie Kelly, and you prayed for him.
Yes, yes.
And he had called me on the phone and said he wasn't going to make it. He wanted me to drive up there and everything, and I said, okay. And then Tuesday morning, he called me up, and he says, I'm feeling better. I'm going to go. And I told him that you prayed for him on the show. And I said, well, we all prayed together for it, but John led us in prayer, you know.
Oh, good.
And then he went there, and he won 24 souls to the Lord there.
Hallelujah.
By preaching to the whole pod. That's how he was doing it, Kathy.
Wow. Wow.
Well, you know.
Amazing.
He challenges them. And I'm not going to tell you exactly what he says, but it's pretty deep.
Okay. I'm laughing because when you said he challenges them, I was thinking of that that famous evangelist from the 1800s, Peter Cartwright.
Yeah.
And he used to challenge the sinners.
I told some of the guys in the jail about that. About Peter Cartwright's bill came up, and I told them about that. But Donnie challenged their manhood if they didn't come up and get saved. Let's put it that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah, Sister Kathy, do you know that story about Peter Cartwright, the evangelist?
I have read it. I've read several of them where he was like, got down and fought, you know, and tell me about, tell it.
Well, he was a real big man. Well, back in those days, he was, I mean, really big. He was like 6'4", but, you know, big, strong man. Mm-hmm. And he got saved under the Great Revival of 1800. Locally, they called it the Red River Revival. Mm-hmm. And his method of evangelizing was, there were a lot of tough saloons there, you know, on the riverfront with the Mississippi and all. So he would go into the saloons and want to know who the toughest guy was. So they'd say, well, that guy is. And he would go over and call them out and tell them you're nothing and trash them really bad, give them a bad beating. And then after he beat him up, he'd stand in there and preach the gospel.
Oh, goodness. He had their attention.
Well, they had great respect for someone that was so strong and powerful and all. So, yeah, he beat the guy up.
And then saved his soul.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And another one. He would go into the bar, into the saloons there, you know, and they would have those, they called them dance hall girls.
Mm-hmm.
He'd grab one of them by the arm, and then he'd start preaching the gospel right in the middle of the saloon holding her. And they would give him one report. She was screaming and hollering, let me go. And he said, no, you're going to stand here. You're going to hear the gospel. You're going to hear it. So he's holding her in one hand, and he's standing there preaching the gospel.
Oh, my God.
Whatever it takes. Okay.
That was his motto.
Rue. No, that's my motto. Rue, do you have a request?
Oh, anything by Joshua Aaron.
We are God's children now, and what we will be is not yet appear. We know that when He appears, shall be like Him. We shall see Him as He is when He appears. We shall be like Him when He shall see Him as He is when He appears.
see who else is here. Well, Greg, let's have another song.
How about Great Speckled Bird off of that Central Bluegrass? It's Jim and Jesse McReynolds. Kathy, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had told you about Peter Cartwright.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was more to that story. What happened was, if you know, he would go into they called them, I guess, saloons back there. And his goal was to preach. And if one of the dance hall girls, whatever they were called, would come up and ask him if he wanted a drink, or he would dance with her, that's when he would grab her arm.
Uh-huh.
And that's... So,
you know what? Did he have a time getting saved? Like he had at 14, was he the one at 14 that really had a struggle? I don't think it was him. But somebody really, really, really had... They just thought they were, because they would go dance and play cards. I'll have to research and find out who that was.
Yeah, that doesn't sound
familiar. Because I saw a movie. I saw it in a movie.
Okay.
But it wouldn't have been him. But that's interesting. I'll tell you tomorrow night.
So he just didn't grab anyone if she came up to him and asked him if he wanted to dance. He'd say, like, sure. And he'd grab her hand and he'd hold her. And he'd start preaching.
And then wouldn't
let her go. They said that they would cover their eyes. and beg him to stop. Please stop. Please. Mm-hmm. He'd say no. Mm-hmm. He'd keep going. All right, we have Lori here now. And Pastor Zephaniah is back, and he has a request, which I'll get to you for just a minute or two. But we have Lori here. Hello, Lori.
Hi, John. How are you tonight?
I'm cold. Let me take a look at the temperature now. It was 0 last night when I went to bed, right? Oh, it's warm. It's 19 now. So that's not bad. So what song would you like?
About 15 below the other night here, so it was cold.
What song would you like?
Can you play Days of Elijah for me, John?
Sure.
Trumpet call.
Okay, we have a request now from Gladys. Here we go. I can't. This is a song by Florence Andeni. How do you say it?
Andeni. Florence Andeni.
Okay, this is Florence Andeni. Andeni.
Yeah, her friend is Gladys. She's her friend to Gladys. She normally sing with her.
Does she sing with you?
I'm saying she is the friend to Gladys.
Yes.
That's her mentor.
Oh, Gladys. She taught, she helped Gladys to learn how to sing?
Yes.
Okay, here we go with Florence.
Yesu naomba ushirika wako, shirika wako. Masia naomba kibali chako, kibali chako, oh kibali chako. Kwa uimbaji wangu
Wow.
Well, that was in Swahili, and she's very, very young. She looks very young, Pastor Zephaniah. How old is she?
She's married now. She's almost 30 years, I think, now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she looks very young. And what was the name of that song?
Kibali
Chako. I mean, what does that mean in English, translating it?
It's a favor from the Lord. So she's just praying that God to give her a favor from the Lord, so she can be able to serve the Lord in a very faithful way. So she's singing, God give me favor.
Does she sing in English at all?
In Swahili.
Oh, okay, she only sings in Swahili.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even when I was in Kitale, I went with her. She joined Gladys because she loves the songs of Gladys. So we were with her in Kitale, the crusade and the conference.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. So I'm looking here on YouTube, and one of her songs, Pokia Sifa?
Yes, that's for her. Last time Gladys went with a team of singers in guitar. Also, he went with Eric. Also, she went with Eric Thomas also. These are big singers in Kenya. Eric Thomas also, Kokopata. So, when we were with Kitale, Gladys had a favor. God has connected her with so many singers. So when I was in Kitale also, I went with Eric Thomas. If you want, I can send also a song. These are the powerful singers in Kenya.
Yeah. One of her, that song there, what does that mean? Pokia Sifa.
Pokia Sifa received the praises. Received his praise.
That has 1.2 million viewers.
Pokea means receive. Sifa means praises. Receive their praises.
Well, I'll tell you what, her voice is so nice. She's singing in Swahili. I'm just going to play another one. I'll play this one because it has so many hits. It has 1.2 million hits.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice. Very, very nice. So she was singing with Abba Father's International Fellowship then?
Yes, she was singing with the Gladys in Abba Father International Fellowship in guitar, also with the Eddie Thomas, Cocopata, all of them they joined Gladys in guitar. Also, the link of Cocopata, you can see it down there. They are part of us. Whenever we conduct some crusades, they join Gladys.
Wow. Now, does she live near you in Nairobi?
Yes.
Wow. This is the first you told me about this. I had no idea.
If I think I sent the photos of her with Gladys and I.
Yeah, yes, you did. You did, but I didn't know. You did. You sent me. You sent me banners, but you didn't tell me anything about her.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Also, Eric Thomas, and I have the photos of them when we were just connected. We had a conference in Kitale. Also, you can pray for Eric Thomas. All of them are part of us in the ministry.
Okay. All right. Well, Greg, what do you think of that? Yeah, Greg, are you there? Yeah, I'm Kathy, can you talk? I want to see. Kathy, what do you think of this?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Greg, there's something wrong with your connection. There. You may want to.
What was that, John? I just had to unmute myself.
Oh, okay. All right. I said it's amazing. I had no idea. I mean, it's a beautiful production. I've been watching it on YouTube while she's singing. And it's amazing. And she's been singing with Abba Father's International Fellowship there in Kenya.
And got 1.2 million hits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank the Lord.
What a blessing. What a blessing. Amen. And so she's been mentoring Sister Gladys. So that's incredible. Okay. Kathy, what would be your request?
I would like somebody to sing Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. And I think you have a good many of those, but maybe the Gaither or something like that.
All right, give me the exact title again.
Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Okay. Yes, I do have a lot of them. You see, a lot of them, it just says artists.
Oh.
It doesn't tell me who is singing. It just says artist.
All right, do number 7.
Michael Card? Are you familiar with him?
You know what? I think I might have picked that number last time.
No. That's the first number. But
okay, good. We'll go down to number 7.
2, 3, 5, 6, 7. Okay, here we go. It's by Jocelyn Grove Coral.
Oh, all right.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace, streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise, teach me upon it, Mount of thy redeeming
Yes, I liked it myself. Yes, yes. Okay, we have Wild Olive would like Oh the Blood by Joshua Aaron. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. And I'll pick up another one here by Pastor Zephaniah. Let me get over to it. And this one is Ely Thomas?
Yes, that's for Eddie Thomas.
Say it again. Say it slow.
Eddie Thomas, Cocopata.
Okay, what does Cocopata mean?
The blessings of the Lord.
Okay, here we go.
Yes, also it's part of us.
Oh, okay.
Oh, oh, he, Cocopata Sirudi, Nimipata Kipendi, and Nikona Yemilebe, Ilikuwa kama ndoto, kuamini siwezi, Ililia kama mtoto, ainai, kwanilio waenzi. Ikawa kula siwezi, kulala siwezi, sababu mapenzi walini drive me crazy, kabidhi mapenzi, kumbe niwezi. Ikawa kula siwezi, kulala siwezi, sababu mapenzi walini drive me crazy, kabidhi mapenzi, kumbe niwezi. Ila sasa basi, basi nomo kulia kulia, nimempata rabi, rabi moyo tulia tulia. Ila sasa basi moyo wangu, basi nomo kulia kulia, nimempata rabi, rabi moyo tulia tulia. Mpenzi wangu wananitengeza, mpenzi huyu wananipendaga, mpenzi Yesu wanapembeleza sana, zaidi ya mama. Anipenda na upenda, mili mwenzio kwake nimedata, maisha tamu zaidi ya Cocopata, mpenzi la kweli nami kwake nimepata. Amenidhibiti kwa yake mapenzi, kumwacha siwezi, siwezi. Akanichombeza, akanichombeza, bali siendi. Wale vifirigisi, wenye ulafi wafisi, kwa sirudi. Vidonda linitonesha, tena wakanipa presha, domi sina buri. Cha. Ila sasa basi, 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 nomo kulia tulia, nimempata rabi, rabi, moyo tulia tulia. Ila sasa basi moyo wangu, basi, nomo kulia tulia, nimempata rabi, rabi, moyo tulia tulia. Mpenzi wangu wananitekesa, mpenzi huyu wananipendaga, mpenzi Yesu wanapembeleza sana, azaidi ya mama. Vidoti sitaki, nimepata mpenzi kwa kweli wa roho yangu, Cocopata sirudi, mpenzi wa roho Yesu, nipende nikupende, nipe nawe milele. Anipenda na mpenda, mimi mwenzio kwake nimedata, maisha tamu zaidi ya Cocopata, penzi la kweli nami kwake nimepata. Anipenda na mpenda Yesu, na mimi mwenzio kwake nimedata, maisha tamu zaidi ya Cocopata, penzi la kweli nami kwake nimepata. Anipenda na mpenda,
maisha ya kuko wata Mpenzi la kweli na ni kwake nimepata Mpenda na mpenda Yesu na mimi ndio kwake nimedata Maisha tamu ya kuko wata Mpenzi la kweli na ni kwake nimepata
Hey yo, kuni mwanzo tuje wana wika Kumekucha, it's your boy Ellie Thomas
Okay, that's Ellie Thomas. What was he doing in that song? He was like ministering to street people there drinking?
Yes, he was just ministering to people and telling them that only Jesus Christ is the real friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It looked like one guy wanted to go hit him. Looked like he wanted to fight him there in the beginning.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you. We got to look into Kenyan culture and singing there. So very, very interesting. Is there any hope for me learning Swahili?
Yeah, you can learn Swahili. Now you start learning slowly, slowly, you know.
That's funny.
You start learning Swahili.
Unagazi. I know Unagazi.
Uniguze tachi me. Uniguze.
Uniguze. Uniguze. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yes.
Yeah.
Rue commented and said Swahili music sounds so much like Caribbean. Yes. Calypso. That's what it sounds like to me. And remember, the Caribbean, the people there came from Africa. So the music, they took the music with them. Let's see. We've got to get a last request for songs. Talk to you tomorrow, Pastor Zephaniah. God bless you.
Okay.
Greg, last song.
Life's Railway to Heaven by Johnny Cash.
Life's Railway. What a change from the Swahili calypso music. Okay, here we go with Johnny Cash. Well,
verse chorus instrumental, then repeat chorus.
Is the intro going to have a like? Is it going to be like a full verse?
No, it's got just show what the intro is, bro.
Life is like a mountain railway with an engineer that's brave. We must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Heed the curves, the hills, the tunnels. Never falter, never fail. Your hand up on the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in God's praise forevermore. There'll be sidetracks unexpected on the left and on the right. But with the straight always before us and our hearts upon the prize, there'll be no disappointment. disembarkation until we reach paradise. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in God's praise forevermore.
Yeah, Pastor Zephaniah.
Yes?
I'm looking on the YouTube here, and it says Gospel Kenya, Mary Kamuga?
Mary?
Have you heard of her?
No.
Mary, it's Kaguma, K-A-G-U-M-A.
I don't know. I have not heard about her.
Okay, just questioning. That's all. All right. That's all. I thought maybe you knew her. Rue, is that the song that you want there? You have it. You have the link in the chat room.
Yes, please.
What is it?
It's Praise to Our God. It's by Sarah Lieberman. But it's in Hebrew.
Okay. All right, and that leaves you, Greg.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Jerusalem's Cry?
Okay, we'll call it a night with Jerusalem's Cry. God bless everybody. Thank you for coming. What's
good
that?
Good night, John. Thanks.
Yeah. Keep warm out there.
Oh, yeah. You too.
The storm on the rise, look around, you can't deny, this is the hour of heaven's time. Armies gather in the east for the war that's soon to come. Death will march with the mark of the beast. So seek the light and walk with the sun. Soon we'll see his wrath come down, and the Lord descending from the sky. When you hear the trumpet sound, God has answered Jerusalem's cry.
God has answered Jerusalem's cry.